This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we have Special Agent Connor Phoenix in the studio. Morning. Morning,
good,
sir.
Good morning.
And we were talking before the top of the hour. He came in a little early, and you guys didn't have any calls, so we already brought him on the air here to talk about some of the scams that are out there. And so you were talking about some of the romance scams and how the bad guys get you to go onto a more encrypted pathway to discuss.
That's right. And then I think we were also talking about how they tend to have professions that make it difficult, if not impossible, to meet in person and can pose challenges for money reasons. I often joke when I give speaking engagements that there is an unusually large number of oil rig workers that are apparently looking for love. I feel bad for legitimate oil rig workers because I try and make people shy from those professions. But but you know, I've seen all sorts of crazy things. People have talked about being with Doctors Without Borders and something might tug at the heartstrings. Well, you know, this is a really good person and I want to get to know them. But there's invariably, as the relationship, and I use that with sort of air quotes, goes on, one of a few things happened. Typically you might see a request for money.
Right.
And again, that goes back to like, you know, if you're out on your oil rig, you know, it's very difficult for me to get money, or I was expecting to get paid and I need to send some money to whomever.
Right.
Can you just, you know, float me a little bit? I'll pay you back.
So you're not sending it to the rig because that would make no sense because he can't get the money.
Right.
So you're sending it to the person he needs to send it to on behalf of them.
Right. So you're, you know, so people will be out anywhere from, you know, hundreds to thousands. I've seen up into the millions in terms of dollar losses.
Oh, my goodness.
We actually just... in the spring, working with our partners with the Internal Revenue Service, we're able to bring a case to conviction for an individual here in Connecticut who had been scamming women close to $500,000 worth over the course of his activity. So the money's definitely get up there.
Yeah.
And even if they don't ask for money, what alternatively we might see is that they will then ask for the innocent person to open a bank account. And then they're getting people to act in a capacity that we might refer to as a money mule.
Mm.
So a third party is getting defrauded, and that money is going to get routed through our romance victim's account that they've set up that they then pass on to the bad guy. So you are unwittingly facilitating a crime.
Right.
That's something that, you know, we get alerted to money that is getting routed through Connecticut accounts, my investigators will go out and interview these people. And the vast, vast majority are victims themselves. And again, frequently of romance scams.
Jeez. So sad.
Wow. It so is. Sad. And, you know, I talked about the $3 billion elephant in the room and,
yeah.
and sort of, you know, the newer spin over the last couple of years on these romance scams has to do with the addition of cryptocurrency.
Right, right. Why not?
And
crypto is the key to scamming people. It's just start with the fact that it's a scam. And then they go, oh, these people believe in crypto. Now we'll see if we can scam them further.
I think there's that. I think there's an element of the fact there's a lot of news articles that talk about the great inflation in value. So people mm-hmm. think, you know, I have the opportunity to make a lot of money by
right.
investing a little bit.
Right.
Get
rich quick.
That's right. So what will often happen is there'll be an interaction, and then at some point, you know, these type of investments are discussed. It may involve downloading an app. I've seen that on occasion.
Right. A malicious app.
Probably. A malicious app.
Yeah.
That's correct. But it doesn't have to. But people are often encouraged to invest a small amount mm-hmm. early on.
Yep.
They will then be presented what appear to be their rate of return, maybe
right.
a screenshot or a fake website set up to show how their money's growing.
Yep.
They then are then induced to provide more money.
Right.
And it's only when you go to try and pull that money out that you realize, oh, wait a second, something's not right. They're going to try and reach out to their romantic partner who's mm-hmm. shockingly unavailable.
Shockingly.
Shockingly.
Really? They ghosted you.
That you got ghosted. So.
Ay.
And then, or you might see, it's not uncommon to be told, well, there are fees you have to pay to get your money out. And they might sound quite official.
Oh, that's awful.
Like anti-money laundering fees to prove that you are who you are.
Oh, jeez, that's awful. So then they'll actually use that and get more money.
They'll get more money.
Oh, my.
And the sort of icing on the cake, unfortunately, in some instances, is that people, once they've lost all this money, you know, they understandably want to recoup it.
Mm.
And there are nefarious criminals out there who know that you are susceptible to being a victim, and they will pose as a company that will recover your funds for you.
Oh, jeez.
And try and get one last chunk of money out of you, assuming there's anything left.
Oh, my goodness. So that organization will reach out and say, I noticed that, or something like that.
That's right.
And then we're here to help.
Or maybe you'll get an unsolicited email or something.
Oh, my gosh. Just, oh, that's awful.
It is.
So once you find yourself down that rabbit hole, this is called pig butchering, right?
Yes, that latter scam in terms of the investment, that's often referred to as pig butchering because they're fattening you up. Getting
right.
you to invest more and more in this fake cryptocurrency investment
right.
before they butcher you and you're not able to get your money out.
So when folks find themselves down this rabbit hole, when should they reach out to the FBI or to some law enforcement agency? I suspect that their local police department is going to be like, I don't know what to do. And they really should go to an organization like the FBI to go after this type of problem, I assume. Or?
Well, I think that depends on the law enforcement department in your town, and perhaps you're covered by the state police. There are capable people at both the municipal and state level. But to your broader question, I would say contact law enforcement as soon as you become aware.
Right.
There are steps that we at the FBI can take early on that as the days and weeks go by, it becomes much, much harder to be able to recoup that funds, particularly in the cryptocurrency world. That money, it's very difficult to claw that back
right.
once it's gone.
Right. It ends up in a wallet in Uzbekistan, you're done.
That's right.
There's no way to get that money back. Jeez, it's just awful. We're going to put a link up to, there's a recent Reuters story, literally 2 days ago it came out about this whole pig butchering scam. Agent Phoenix would want to talk about this before, but I couldn't believe that Reuters story is ridiculously detailed, and what happens is just amazing. So again, what's the moral of the story? Getting rich quick is probably not a thing.
Right. Certainly the
finding love via a text is not a thing.
You know, something seems too good to be true.
It probably is. Exactly.
There are a lot of proverbs, I think, that apply.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, the romance scams are just one flavor of how to scam people. I can think of an example, frankly, that my own mother brought to me.
Yeah.
It's not an uncommon one. She sent me as older Americans can do, and I'm sort of teasing my mother here, a like three screen long text message.
Yeah,
that told me about how she had gotten an email unsolicited that basically said, listen, I know what pornography you look at.
Right. Mm. Yeah. That's been going on for decades.
That's right. And I know, and I've been able to record you because I had some malware on your computer.
Right.
And you're going to need to pay me some Bitcoin. You know, we get these fairly frequently. Sometimes, you know, people have even written in hand letters detailing how this has happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they're beside themselves.
Right.
And obviously we would encourage people to not pay, you know, in case of my mother, she's very clear that there were no such sites she was visiting, which was a relief to hear from your own mom. But,
yes,
although she capped it off by saying that she couldn't pay anyway because she didn't know how to get Bitcoin, which is an odd reassurance, I suppose.
But. Yes, that's true. That is an odd reassurance. But that scam has gone on since the internet was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sadly, as we've talked about this during our program for the past 20 years, the internet was built on porn. I mean, it really was.
Right.
The technologies that we are using from all the remote work we just did during COVID was all designed 10, 15 years ago for that industry. Mm-hmm. And so the bad guys realize that, and they're just going to go ahead and prey on folks' guilty consciences.
They are, and that also sort of segues into another variation, which is sort of generally referred to as sextortion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get a number of complaints from men and women who have been solicited to send out an intimate picture of themselves.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. There is that's not something that my squad tends to focus on, but I did talk to some of the agents and analysts who do work on these types of matters, and they've noticed an interesting dichotomy between men and women, where men are often asked for money in exchange for not releasing the images that they've sent out, whereas women can be victimized frequently by asking for more content.
Oh, geez.
Our male victims tend to be victimized by those who are outside the country, and our female victims have tended to be victimized by those here in the U.S. And there's also reporting differences. I think men tend to feel a little bit more comfortable reporting.
Yeah.
But obviously we would encourage anyone who's been a victim of this type of matter to come to us. I mean, the threat, of course, is that they'll release these photos to your friends and family on social media or whatnot. And so it's a very personal matter that, you know, we try and help people with.
Mm-hmm.
And even still, even in legitimate relationships, there's always the risk when you send out intimate photos or videos of yourself, because if that relationship ends, you know, you might have a very aggrieved partner who decides to put that on the internet. I would say that, you know, Connecticut has had since 2015 a statute dealing with revenge porn.
Yep.
So there are avenues for people to try and address this.
Good. Are the penalties stiff, I hope?
I'm certain they could be stiffer.
Right.
I think the statute defines it as a misdemeanor.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
That if you're the victim, it certainly would be. But there are also, I think, civil remedies as well. So not that that makes it better, but
no,
there are multiple avenues.
But that should tell you something. It's a misdemeanor to do that to a woman.
Yes.
That should tell you something. I don't know what it tells you, but you can infer what it tells you. That's not good. We need these penalties to have some teeth.
Absolutely. You know? It's certainly not something that you'd want to happen to, you know, a loved one, you know, family member, sibling, friend, anything like that.
And it's all because the technology is so easy. And, you know, we're all happy with the technology we have there, but when it's used as a weapon against you, that is awful.
Absolutely.
So we're going to step out for a quick break and get more with Connor Phoenix here from the FBI, Special Agent Phoenix, and talk about what cyber crimes you should be aware of and maybe how to maybe protect yourself and just to be thinking a little more cynically. That's pretty much how I operate every day. But be more cynical, because as IT guys, we know the sausage is made. We have to be cynical.
Yeah.
We want you to be a little more cynical too, not to bring you down during the holiday season, but to make you more aware. We'll be right back. Back This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm going to be here till 11 o'clock, and we're in studio with Special Agent Connor Phoenix of the FBI, the New Haven Cybercrime Division, and he's talking a little bit about what to be aware of and the financial scams that are out there. We want to talk a little bit more about what, you know, what you can do, right?
That's right.
Impacted.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, going back to those investment scams, things that you can do to sort of look for red flags. You know, if it's if you're being asked to download an app, you know, do your research, or even if it's just a general investment platform, I find it helpful and across my personal life to sort of take something and just add the word scam or fraud and do a quick internet search. And you may find that there are other people who've already reported that.
It's so funny. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I add scam or fraud to every search to make sure that what I'm looking at, I just do it by default. Interesting.
Same here.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, it's unfortunately, I think a lot of the advice that we give, it ends up putting the onus on each of us to do a lot of research. We have to do our homework when we're doing these things.
Right.
But if you end up getting a, you know, an email solicitation or some sort of threat to try and extort you, my general advice is to not reply, to simply delete the email.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give the fraudster any information that, that it's an active account or that you're there. They've probably gotten your email address along with millions of others from the internet and are just, you know, sending this out as a big spam campaign. I know certain email content providers will offer you the options to report something as spam. You know, you're certainly welcome to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can block certain senders. You know, these things aren't perfect, but they're ways to try and mitigate some of the fraud that comes your way.
Jeez. Gotta be vigilant. Add a scam or fraud to every Google search. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It is so worth it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to chat about?
Oh, sure. We can ask one or two things.
the scams are rampant over there.
The scams are rampant. So I think, you know, another matter that gets referred to us quite a bit is what we might generally refer to as government impersonation.
Mm, yeah. Oh. We had an example of that with a guy called in and he put 15,000 actual cash dollars into a machine thinking he was talking to the FBI and Microsoft and turned it into cryptocurrency and this money was gone.
And we had a recent example where an individual was led to believe that his identity had been found at the border along with fentanyl and other drug-related information. Somehow he was tied into cartels and sort of to prove his innocence, he needed to pay money. And I can assure your listeners that whatever budgetary issues the federal government is having or might have, that we do not fund our salaries by extorting money from you.
So that was acting like they were a federal agent saying they found it, and if they wanted to be cleared, they had to pay the agent.
Right.
Oh,
my God. You have to, you know, pay the agency.
Oh.
That is not how we work.
No.
We don't, there's no checks to be made out to the FBI.
Right.
So anytime you have a federal agency that is asking you to pay them money, short of being the IRS and because you owe taxes,
right?
That should be a tremendous red flag. But unfortunately, we do see this quite a bit, and it can sound very official.
Yeah.
But again, you know, the solution there is to, if you have any concerns, because this can sound quite scary. If you know you get a solicitation saying that you are under investigation,
right? It's very much like the porn scam. Like,
that's right.
They're going to report you to the authorities for whatever you were looking at because they could just be a regular porn or it could be something even worse that they're trying to act like you were part of.
Correct. And so find a good phone number.
Yeah.
Call your local FBI office. Make contact and we will happily explain to you why what you're looking at is fraudulent and sort of help put your mind at ease.
And we'll put that link for the number again from as far as how to get to the FBI if you have any questions. What would that number be or what would that website be that you'd recommend?
Sure. Our main number in New Haven is 203-777-6311.
And then the website that you had recommended for any kind of reporting last time.
IC3.gov.
IC3.gov.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Special Agent Connor Phoenix here the whole hour talking about what's going on with the world of cyber criminals and cyber scams, especially during this holiday season, and what you can possibly do to be a little more vigilant, a little more cynical, a little more aware. If you're receiving an email out of the blue from anybody, I don't even treat email as real anymore. I mean, it really isn't. If you just think your email is not real and most of it's fake, you'll be much better off. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
are back. This is Computer Talk with Tam, and we are in studio with Special Agent Connor Phoenix of the FBI to talk about what we should be aware of during the holiday season as far as cybercrime. I mean, you're part of the cybercrime division, so everything we're talking about is cybercrime, but that's pretty much they don't do it the old-fashioned way anymore anyways, right? Why would you go and, you know, extort money in the old-fashioned way and have them put a duffel bag by the old mailbox, you know, the old movies we used to watch? They don't do it anymore. It's too much work. They just have you forward the money somewhere.
I think it's certainly easier to get the money online, although yeah. I would say that there are still low-tech, you know, theft that's happening,
oh.
you know, and so even simple advice of, you know, not sending cash through the mail,
yeah,
or, you know, worrying about having packages stolen.
That's
know,
true.
You know, I even for me, you know, if it's a low enough dollar amount, I guess I don't worry about it too much if someone were to come along and steal my package. But right. if it's particularly expensive, maybe I rely on a trustworthy neighbor or someone else to go get it if I can't be there. So yeah. it doesn't always have to take the computer, but certainly that's prolific right now.
That and the folks that are telling you you've got a package on its way or it's been misplaced and you got to follow up. That's a real prolific one happening now.
That is. And so that's one of the things I was going to talk about, yeah. which is, you know, we get a lot of emails. We were talking about that off air.
Yeah.
And some of those emails this time of the year are going to be shipping notifications.
And text.
And
both
text.
Emails and
that's
text.
Right. That's right. And so those may be legitimate, but those also are opportunities for people to fish you or miss you, depending if it's coming over text.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're expecting our items and they'll likely be embedded links. And it's very common for people to then click on those links to go figure out when is my child's gift coming or, right. you know, when's this item going to be here. And these fraudsters are relying on that. And that can be used to do a number of things, certainly steal your PII or gather financial information, depending on what type of info they want to enter.
Well, that's the key, right? When those links come across, they're asking you to, after you click on the link, they're then asking you to import, add your password or some sort of login, right? You know, go find your Amazon package by logging in your Amazon credentials or whatever it might be, right? Just the link itself is not going to do a whole lot, right? Or is it?
Well, no, you're correct. The link's going to direct you out to a website,
right.
something that's going to look legitimate.
Right.
And it will oftentimes ask for your login information. But that also gets to another issue, which is around this time of year, I think we have to be sensitive to getting solicitations that might indicate that there's some sort of security or other issue with your account. So it isn't right. necessarily strictly about shipping, but maybe you need to go and update your address or you need to update the credit card that's on file.
Right.
And so these extra inquiries that come in, and again, you know, what we would tell people is to, rather than going to the site through the email or through the text message, actually go out to the website, type that address that you know into your address web bar, mm-hmm. and go directly to the site to try and avoid being defrauded through that means.
And that's the thing. Don't be lazy. Don't take the easy link, right? Assume they would know. If they're going to know your package is coming, they would also know who you are and not need you to log in.
And they don't even really have to know your package is coming. They just have to know that people receive packages this time of year.
Well, when I say they, I mean the legitimate site, but you're
yes.
right. They, you know, the fishers or the schmishers all just assume stuff's coming. And they're just going to assume you have something on the way. Just don't click on that link. I mean, the entity you're working with shouldn't operate that way. Sadly, though, many entities still do.
That is true. And, you know, another thing that you can look for, it's not foolproof, but it can try and cut down on fraud is when you're going out to that website, you know, is it HTTPS? You know, is there that S for secure?
Right.
Or are you connecting to an unsecure site? So
even the bad guys, though, are actually registering their sites.
Well, yeah.
They're not that expensive, unfortunately.
Well, there's also even things like Let's Encrypt, which is open source and it's free.
Ugh, I didn't even know that. So you can do your own? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've talked about that issue. So, yeah, you know, your advice is good and valid. It's just that if you see that little thing, all it means is that what you're typing into the bad guys is nicely encrypted for them.
Well, they want to protect your data for
yes,
them.
They do. So again, that's back to our processes. You know, what entities are out there that are actually validating who you are, you know, like the DMK when it comes to email, and I think I've said it right, DIMK, or how email is, the email addresses, those domains are confirmed when you send and receive email.
You're thinking of DKIM.
Yes, I am. Same idea when it comes to websites. There should be some sort of entity, some sort of agency that says you are who you say you are, and do a better job at those, securing those domains. Because, well, then again, you can create a domain with just a Cyrillic A in it that looks just like a regular A, and
I was tricked. I was going to say there's a lot of instances where domains have been sort of cyber squatted on, but they rely on typos and the human eye to miss that. So you might think you're going out to Amazon, but it's, you know, there's a zero instead of an O or something like that. Now, some more prominent companies will take steps to buy similar domains to help protect against that, but
not enough.
But that, you know, there's certainly other things to look out for, even something simple, again, sort of going less cyber, sort of non-payment, non-delivery scams that happen. I mean, even, you know, last year that accounts for, I think, roughly $200 million in losses. So people, you know, paying money and then not getting the goods delivered. So we would often encourage people, you know, to be mindful of how the means that you're paying with. So we tend to recommend people use credit cards and avoid paying with, you know, cash or wire transfers or gift cards or things like that. And just to help protect yourself, those the sort of built-in protections that credit card institutions tend to have will be beneficial if you do get defrauded.
Yeah, I know there's another guy out there, like Dave Ramsey, always talks about using debit cards, and it makes me cringe all the time. I'm like, I do not want anybody reaching into my bank account to do an ACH transfer, pulling out. I would always use a credit card. I know why he's doing it, to try to take control of your spending. So, but it's super, super risky.
Very risky. Absolutely.
Debit cards are the wrong way to go. So recommend credit cards.
And, you know, I would also, you know, sort of talking about gift cards. There are some people out there that will be able to sort of surreptitiously scratch off and look at the gift card code, then cover that back up so that it looks like it's been untouched. You buy these gift cards, and they're sort of waiting for you to have these cards activated. And as soon as they do, they've got the code, then they can take the money off of those gift cards without you being able to benefit from them. So,
so they buy their own goop and put the goop back over.
Yes.
My goodness.
So, you know, we would, you know, recommend either buying online gift cards, or if you're going to buy in person, which I have done from time to time, just be very mindful, you know, take a look at the card, just make sure it looks untampered with.
Just give them cold, hard cash and call it a day. Although even that is being so easy to be reproduced these days. I mean, not that I would know.
Maybe we should talk about this offline.
Yikes. But, you know, the idea of, you know, being able to use printers, I can't tell you how many times now you see when I use cash, you know, whether it be a $50 bill or what have you. Most folks are now using some sort of marker to make sure it's real, because you can actually produce these things more easily than you could in the past, let's say. There's all sorts of security technologies in there, but I would think cash would be the king way to go, as long as it's real.
maybe it's you if they're checking that frequently.
This guy looks suspicious. Oh, you can't even get it. I mean, everything costs so much these days that you need to use bigger bills these days. I probably got myself in trouble now. He's got a file on me already. So anything else cyber-wise you want to talk about before we go to a break here?
You know, I think we will also sometimes see sort of family emergency scams around this time of year. You know, my grandson supposedly is in a car accident and needs cash. We had an individual who was living out of state sending money here to Connecticut. And after several transfers of cash by FedEx, realized that maybe something was wrong.
She sent cash in a FedEx
sending
box?
Sending cash through FedEx.
Yeah. I didn't do it. I'm just telling you what happened.
I know.
But he was actually able to get a hold of his real family member, realized it was a scam, and then alerted us, and we were able to make an arrest after that. But, you know, it is something that people will get from time to time, these, you know, reach outs that they have someone in danger who needs assistance.
So real quick, I mean, what popped in my mind, you brought up the IRS and how – you know, there used to be these scams where these guys, the folks that would, like, submit your taxes on behalf of you and you weren't the guy who did it. But the IRS dutifully sent the checks like 50, 100, 300 to the same address. Obviously silly, but they clearly weren't looking for that problem. Does the FBI do anything smarter, like when they look at this type of stuff? Do you guys look at IP addresses that seem to always receive these types of things? Like, this address is where the FedEx thing was coming. But do you guys look at the interwebs in such a way that you wouldn't be as dumb as the IRS when it comes to how they sent all those checks to the same mailbox? You know what I mean? I mean, we've seen those stories.
We've actually had our own investigations of people who have filed false tax returns because they were able to solicit victim organizations here in the state for W-2 information.
Just send me the information in a spreadsheet, in a nice Excel spreadsheet, and they would send it, and then they would leverage it.
I think last time we talked about business email compromises, you know, this is a variation on that. You know, if I'm the superintendent of a school district and, you know, it's tax filing season, and I'm asking for that information, you know, it's likely that an employee will send it.
Right.
And, you know, that will then be turned around. You're going to have tax returns filed. Sometimes that money was sent by the IRS, you know, wired into bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was converted into gift cards. So there are a number of means of ways to sort of get that money out from the government and into the hands of the bad guys.
Too many crickets. All right, we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Special Agent Connor Phoenix will continue to make our hair curl even if we don't have it. And so stick around. We will be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, here till 11 o'clock, and the Special Agent Connor Phoenix of the New Haven Bureau, the Cyber Squad of the New Haven Bureau, the FBI, talking about what scams are out there, and maybe we should talk a little bit about what you can do and you know, how to be more vigilant and how to organize your life. What should we do as humans to keep ourselves more safe from these bad guys?
Well, I was going to say, if we have to talk about how to organize your life, this is a much longer radio show.
Nobody said I was a professional interviewer.
I think we've covered a number of ways. I think for me, one thing I want to make sure that people understand is what happens when they do get victimized. Because despite all our wonderful advice today and everyone's best efforts, it's going to happen. It happens every single day. Certainly, I think the first thing we would say is contact law enforcement as soon as you're aware. And again, I am fully cognizant that could be days or weeks later. But, you know, let us know, let your local police, let somebody know in law enforcement.
Yep.
Beyond that, if you have paid through a third party service, maybe like a PayPal or Venmo, something like that,
right,
certainly alert them to the fraud to see what assistance they can provide. And then thirdly, you know, make sure you call your financial institution and see if they can begin the process to either stop or reverse payment on a given charge.
So like FDIC insurance, that doesn't really cover your willingly giving away your money to the bad guy, right? It only covers when they are robbed in some way, shape, or form.
That's exactly correct. I have had victims who've asked or who've certainly made the inquiry, hey, can I get reimbursed from my bank for this fraud? Right. And I've never not seen a response be no.
Right.
That, you know, you, while duped, were entered into this transaction
willingly
of your own free will. So I do think there's a reluctance from the institutions to sort of reimburse their customers.
I would agree. And then, of course, with credit cards, though, they do, many of them, offer a level of fraud protection because they want you to still be a customer because their interest rates are 25%. Of course they want you to be a customer. So they have a financial incentive to have you keep paying your interest rates. But they'll actually cover your fraud in many cases, or it might be a fight in some cases, because some of the times these purchases, like I made a purchase of a simple case, you know, for my phone, and it's out of UK, and the credit card went really pretty far to make sure that I was making this purchase to make sure it was me. So they're going to add more and more protections for themselves.
They do. I know even in my own personal life, I will on occasion get text messages if a purchase is over a certain limit. They want to make sure that that's something that I intended to do, which is, I appreciate that, certainly looking out for me. So I think, you know, these are things that people can engage with the companies that they do business with to figure out what options are available. There, you know, even for your own bank account, there might be settings that you can employ to help protect yourself during this season.
Now, if you have elderly parents or what have you, a lot of times they're the victims. They tend to be a little more willing, or not gullible, but kind of gullible, and they're able to, the bad guys leverage that. Any advice for folks who have elderly parents as far as how to broach that subject? I mean, everyone talks about not talking about politics during Thanksgiving, but during Christmas, do you talk about your parents' cyber hygiene habits? I mean, do you have any advice there?
I mean, are you asking, like, are we going to take the keyboard away from
Grandpa?
Grandpa?
Yeah. Grandpa, sorry, we have to intervene. You keep giving the bad guys money. Is there any kind of anything that you guys, it just popped into my head that maybe there is a cyber hygiene approach that we should talk to our folks about?
I think, you know, it's difficult as we get older. We want to maintain that level of independence,
right?
And we want to feel that we are as sharp and as wary as always. But right. Yes, you're right. The elderly Americans do get defrauded at a particularly high rate.
Yeah.
And I think just trying to sensitize them to the types of things that they have to worry about, even if it's just listening to that little gut voice. I think we again talked offline about how sometimes you can have a feeling that something doesn't seem right, but you go ahead and proceed anyway. And maybe just taking a pause and having someone that they can call to verify whether a given transaction actually is going to be legitimate or not, or should they respond to a given email. I certainly get calls from friends and family asking me for my advice. So, you know, making sure that there's a family member to do that for.
Yeah, make sure you open that level of communication. Heck, my mom told me that she got hit with that Microsoft scam. I'm like, you've been listening to me for 25 years on the radio and you got hit by that scam. She was just eminently gullible. But open that line of communication so they're aware they can talk to you about what they're getting.
That's right. And certainly there are a plethora of public service information that's out there if they want to go looking for it. You know, we've talked about the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov. There are a number of PSAs. You can simply go into your search bar, whether you're using Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever your search engine is, and type in IC3 FBI holiday scams.
Mm.
And, you know, I think the first link that pops up will take you to a public service announcement that the FBI put out just last month, or sorry, just this month.
Right.
So there is information out there. There's other sites, you know, FTC, other agencies have this as well. So
you can follow the FBI if you want on Facebook and get the updates, right? I mean, you can do it on LinkedIn.
You can. And I'm pretty sure that we're on X, formerly known as Twitter, as well.
Gotcha. Cool. And so you can get the actual, they're a little technical, but they are definitely informative. So you can follow, we'll put some links up there as far as how to follow the FBI. So these notices can come to your Facebook feed, because basically it's Gen X's and up that are using Facebook anyways. I want to thank you, Special Agent Phoenix, for joining us.
Happy to as a Gen X. Way to go.
Exactly. You're welcome anytime. So if you ever have any kind of insights or things that we should know about, our listeners should know about, we'd love to have you. So keep the channels open, okay?
Thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your listeners.
You too. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, all you guys for listening and calling in today.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.